I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you're a coffee drinker like me, and it seems that most of the world is, you've surely noticed that prices have shot up in the last few years. Commodity coffee prices have fallen slightly since their peak in April, but they're still up more than 60% from 2 years ago and more than double the price of 5 years ago. The reasons for these high prices are complex, but one is the weather. In recent years, changing weather patterns have begun to impact coffee crops around the world. One country that's been hit hard recently is Uganda. Coffee is that East African country's most important agricultural commodity. And as Jill Braden-Balderas reports, coffee farmers there have been affected by a number of weather-related problems.
When you grow coffee, this is not what you want to see. But dead brown leaves have been a scourge recently for coffee farmer Ahmed Nasubaga.
It's not good to shut your fence.
Nasubaga manages to maintain his sense of humor, even as this part of central Uganda has been hit hard by drought. Earlier this year, not a drop of rain fell for 6 months. Some of the coffee trees here died. Others produced only a few red berries.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's 9 coffee berries on an entire tree. And even some of those berries offer only a hollow promise.
This one is big, but when you open inside, it's actually nothing. So you may think that you have coffee, but there's no bean.
And that's because of drought?
Yep, it's because of drought.
Prolonged drought is a new challenge for Uganda's coffee farmers. The Robusta variety that Nasubaga grows is believed to have originated in this part of Africa, and it thrives on central Uganda's predictable waves of sun and rain, predictable at least until the last few years.
It is obvious that really there is a change in the weather pattern. You can feel it, you can see it.
That's Africano Kangiri, who heads up Uganda's Coffee Research Center, just outside of the capital, Kampala. Kangiri says the change in weather patterns here means unpredictable droughts, and when it does rain, sudden downpours.
Now rain has come very strongly and very harshly.
That means trouble for coffee farms here, not to mention people. Last year, major flooding near Uganda's Mount Elgon wiped out more than 60,000 coffee trees and killed nearly 400 people. According to the United Nations Development Program, temperatures are also going up here, and that may be linked to another growing problem, coffee pests and diseases. Farmer Pauline Chelengat grows Arabica coffee in the cool mountains of eastern Uganda, on the same land where she was born. She and a neighbor point to a tree speckled with orange dots.
You can see some of the
leaf rust. This is now beginning.
This is how it begins.
The dots are coffee leaf rust, a fungus previously found only in warmer, lower altitudes. But the rust is moving up the mountainside. Some believe that's because of rising temperatures. Chelengat first saw the rust here at about 1,800 meters last year. It starts on the leaf.
Then it goes almost, I call it like a cancer.
Spreading to the rest of the plant and killing it.
So the only solution is to uproot it completely and replant a new plant.
Farmers in the area have been doing that, but it's expensive.
So you find that it has affected the farmer's income.
Of course, a lot of factors affect coffee farmers' income, here in Uganda and elsewhere, just as a lot of factors affect the weather. But researchers say that what's happening here fits into a global pattern.
I think what we're seeing in East Africa with alternating droughts and floods is consistent with climate change.
Peter Baker is senior scientist with the UK-based Centre for Agricultural and Bioscience International. He says a growing chorus of researchers is documenting increasingly chaotic weather and growing weather-related stresses in coffee-producing areas around the world.
There's quite good scientific data coming in now in various parts of the world that when it rains more, and then when it rains less, as it were, which is exactly what you'd expect with climate change.
And Baker points out that coffee grows in a relatively narrow climatic range, so there aren't a lot of options for farmers to take their operations elsewhere.
And therefore, we must make some choices and plan accordingly.
Baker says most of the changes needed to keep pace with climate change are beyond the scope of what a single coffee farmer can do. For instance, he says, the entire industry needs better infrastructure to manage water and research to develop hardier varieties of coffee. But farmers like Ahmed Asubaga can't afford to wait for these advances, so he's doing his best to adapt as quickly as possible. One change Nasubaga has made is to grow more coffee under a canopy of shade trees.
The canopy is very light, and the light can really pass through direct to the crops.
Shading the coffee trees keeps them and the soil cooler, so they lose less water through evaporation.
In the long run, they can help protect your coffee from drying up.
There are other benefits as well. Leaves falling off the shade trees help fertilize the soil when they break down, and the shade trees themselves provide important habitat for birds and other animals. So far, the change has paid off. The shade-grown coffee fared much better than other trees during the recent drought. But as for the increasingly unpredictable weather patterns, Nasubaka says there's only so much he can do.
We all leave those to prayers. God, divine intervention.
He hopes for divine intervention because ultimately, Nasubaka says, coffee farmers can't control the weather. For The World, I'm Jill Braden-Balderas, Kampala, Uganda.
Jill's trip to Uganda was made possible by the International Reporting Project. We've got a slideshow of Jill's photos from some hard-hit Ugandan coffee farms at theworld.org.